this I'm going to need you to talk me through. How could this possibly go wrong?
You've made me laugh and you've shit me up. These fuckers sold me on this book so hard. There's a map at the beginning, I ain't reading it. This is boring.
No, we don't talk about it. We completely and utterly fucking ignore it, bastards. People out there are going, what the fuck?
This is the stuff I want to hear from a podcast.
I fucking loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Two Crones and a Book with your host Shell and
Annette.
We are getting better at that. Maybe we should change it, mix it up a bit. I don't know.
We'll see.
Nah, it's too late now, we're committed. It's muscle memory. this episode we are doing a ramble and we are following the theme of you have written a book with a villain as the main character. What will your last line be? So there's no context, there's no background, there's no telling us about the tragic history of your villain or if they're just an asshole. It's just that last line or couple of lines, maybe, tops.
Yeah.
Go on, hit me with something in it. It was something profound.
To be honest, this took me a while to get my head into this one. I mean, obviously, the first one that came out of my head was, I said ping pong balls, not King Kong's balls.
I like it. Yes, I like it.
I just end a book like that. I mean, to be fair, I ripped that off from, what's his name? The comedian. Peter Kay.
Okay, right, yeah.
So no, I like it. It was the first thing that popped into my head when I read this. Then another crap one was, well, would you look at that? She was telling the truth. Oh, well, fuck it. And that was going to be it. So those are my two. I can't think of anything good ones. But I've got three.
Yes.
That... I don't know. We'll see what you think. So I'll go with the first one. So I dropped the axe to my side and allowed it to fall to the floor with a dark, wet squelch. The deed was done. I had nothing left to give and they had nothing left to take.
I like it, but you've just written a fucking book.
I was like, but you know me, I get wordy, a little bit wordy. But did you like that one?
I did like that one a lot. That'd be a good opening. I don't know about an ending. That'd be a good hook for an opening.
You know I always come out with these 1 kilo bit and then the rest I cannot do.
And you do like axes, don't you?
I do like
you do like an axe.
I like it visceral. Okay, here's another one. He looked from the still warm corpse to the last moments of the video playing on the screen as the sirens and lights filled the bedsit. She smirked and tucked her hair behind her ear and said, "See, I always knew it would be you."
Okay, yeah. That's a good way. That's a good lineup for a sequel. I haven't even read the first book, but that's a good lineup for a sequel.
And then there's the last one. It's more a paragraph, to be fair.
We're ready.
I kept omitting full stops. So he's like, no, it works.
Yeah, we'll just put a comma in. It'll be fine.
So I like this one. So as the slowly cooling lake water gently lapped around her waist, she took a deep breath, taking in the crisping evening air, and with a smile she lowered her eyes to witness the last bubble break the surface. She sighed, looked to the horizon, and eventually, when the time was right, untangled her grip and finally let Katie go.
Oh, that's a point horror feel, isn't it? some seriously cool cover art just off the back of that.
Yeah.
So definitely the last two I'm getting from you.
Yeah.
Were both women. Was the first one as well?
Yeah, I like female villains.
With axes.
just getting in there. Like, why do guns? Guns are boring. There was the fun in that. You've got to be more creative with your kills.
You want an intimate level of violence, don't you, Annette? You know,
I really do. Oh, God. Considering how untouchy-feely I am.
This is what I mean. You're the least tactile person that I know. And there you are, it's all about knives and axes. Axes is, it genuinely is a reoccurring thing for you.
Well, last time we spoke about anything I was going to write, it was like a great big giant death sledgehammer, wasn't it?
So something with weight behind it.
Yeah, so it's less work for me. You know, initial emotion will cause the movement, but then it takes the brunt of the energy for me.
Let gravity do the work for you.
Yeah.
Got to look after your back. Exactly. We're not young anymore.
No. I have a bad shoulder at the moment.
I like them.
Dear, it's very, very splatter horror-y. Yeah, I noticed that vibe going on as I was writing them. But I don't know, I kind of liked it, that dark satisfaction.
Yeah, and I've got a feeling that these might actually be quite revealing for both of us.
Okay.
Our comfort zones. So you've gone for your, if horror, whether it's a movie or a book, was a comfort food for you, you would generally go slasher, bloodfest. Mm. That's your feel-good horror.
Yeah. And sweet, sweet revenge.
And sweet, sweet revenge. We could have that in all of what you've just described, couldn't you?
Yeah. I think they all were, to be fair, yeah. It's all sweet. It's like, these are the things now, when someone crosses me and you see that smile, this is the shit that's going through my brain.
I like and appreciate a hammer, just, and we've mentioned it before, because of Dirty Weekend.
Yes.
So the movie and the book Dirty Weekend, which is not as it sounds or as the movie poster suggests that it is.
No.
You know, and there's that whole section in it, particularly in the film, where she does a guy with a hammer. It's his fault, completely and utterly his
exactly.
fault.
Exactly.
And she sings a song, doesn't it? Beautiful hammer for me. And she's so relieved she makes a cheese sandwich out of his fridge, doesn't she?
I mean, what else would you have? That's the perfect way to end it, surely.
Yeah. And that was only in the first half an hour of the film. So if you haven't watched it, watch it. But no, I love it, and I totally get your draw and your comfort food of horror.
Come on then, bring on the gothic horror. Come on, that's what we have in it.
So, gothic depression.
Yeah. Melodrama. Come on, bring it on.
Well, now I don't want to read them.
No, joking. Oh, no, please. Please, please, please.
So, I tried to keep mine really short, just because the way that my brain works.
Yeah.
You know how easily bored and distracted I get. These are in no particular order. The first one is, I'm only what life has made me.
Oh, I like. I want that on a t-shirt. I like that.
And then I've got, having known the light of your love, my world will be forever darker than before. Your cruelty is greater than any love you could have given.
Oh, that's that punch in the chest. Okay, now, all right.
They're all really depressing. I'm
no,
really
I like it.
Now.
That's like if someone said that to me, like, damn, I knew you didn't like me, but fuck.
And then I've got, you speak of darkness and light, but I was made in shadows and therefore dwell in both.
Okay, Carmella.
And then I've got, I care not if I walk on ash or grass, there is pleasure in pain and beauty in both.
Proper okay, goth, I've got an. I suddenly had an urge to be in Whitby, wearing a long black dress on a cliff edge.
I didn't realise how gothic they were. And then I've got two more. To love is to submit, and I will never surrender.
Yeah.
Fucking twisted mind, mate. Twisted mind. Why regret what I could have been when what I became brought you to me?
Oh, it's kind of romantic, but like, why? How? What did you do? Do you like it?
That was it. So yeah, I think that kind of exposed a little bit of our psyche, didn't it?
It's quite, yeah. Really, yeah. It's quite frightening. Maybe we should stay away from writing.
Well, we know that I'm emotionally disabled and with an overwhelming fear of commitment and a love of gothic literature. And you, my love, are all about the releasing of the rage.
Let the world burn. Oh, wow. My gosh. I don't know what more we could say about that.
No, I think that's just short and sweet, really. What's your favourite villain?
Oh, God. You put me on the spot again.
No, just the first thing that comes to mind. So, no genre, doesn't matter if it's film, book. Who's your favourite go-to villain?
God, I can't think. I don't know. Oh, God. The only one that's popping to mind is Ursula from The Little Mermaid, and I don't know why.
I said it out loud, and mine was Madame Mim.
Ah, I love Madame Mim! But you can't call her Mad... No, but it's Madame Mim! Yes! I was actually talking to her about... to Andy last night. That's so weird.
I thought you said you were talking to her. I was going to go, oh, okay, this took a turn.
No, we were discussing how like the 80s was probably the weirdest decade for Disney movies, the animated ones. Because all you had was Fox and the Hound, Sword and the Stone, and Oliver and Company, and The Little Mermaid.
I never got The Little Mermaid. I was never a fan of it. I know a lot of people were.
Yeah, it was kind of like the bring back of the princess genre, wasn't it? So
it's probably why I didn't like it.
No, but what a decade to have the Black Cauldron.
Yes.
Yes.
Black Cauldron, yeah. They were talking about remaking that at one point, weren't they?
I would love it. Would you love a live action? I would.
Yes and no. Yes if it was good. No if they do it badly. It's one of them...
Don't you hurt my childhood.
Don't ruin it.
Oh no, I'd love to see it though.
Someone was saying to me the other day we were talking about childhood films, and they were saying about the Neverending Story and how if they remade it now, how the CGI would be so much better. But my argument was if they remade it now, they would either have to make it very kidified, because it wouldn't get the rating now that it got then for kids, because it was so dark and fucking twisty.
Yeah.
Or they would have to make it for adults, which means it would be more of a gore fest and depressing and would detract from the innocence surrounding it.
No.
So some films I think should be left alone.
Yeah, no, you can't touch Neverending Story. Uh-uh.
Were they going to do The Labyrinth, aren't they?
Well, it was going to not a remake, but it was within that universe.
I could live with that.
But I don't know what's happened with that. And then with The Dark Crystal, you did have the TV series.
That's quite good. Did you watch it?
I did, yeah, and I ended up getting one of the graphics after it finished, and I enjoyed that as well. So that's a world that could continue, but it's so expensive to make, I think, is the issue.
Yeah.
So much skill involved with that, and is there anything scarier than a Skeksis? My God.
No.
Now then, some villains. Bringing it back to villains.
We managed to loosely keep it within range. I just wondered when you said that, and yeah, no, Madame Mim, and yours is Ursula.
Well, no, that's just what popped into my head.
It was the first one that popped into your head.
So yeah.
It wasn't your favourite, it wasn't the greatest, it was just the first one that popped in your head.
Because guaranteed, when we finish this episode, I'm going to be kicking myself later on.
It'll be 4 o'clock in the morning, it'll be like, fuck.
Right, no, then we're re-recording.
The other one will get a random text message.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that one, I meant this.
Yeah. Wait, do it again.
Because there's some very cool villains. I do like a villain.
Yeah, they're just it's the pleasure they take in the act and they're not giving a fuck that you have to kind of admire.
And I kind of like some of the stuff that's the backstories to it.
Yeah.
Some of those can be quite good and quite dark.
I mean, sometimes I do like obviously like the anti-hero trope, but then there's also just that complete pleasure when there doesn't seem to be a rhyme or reason. It's like, no, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I want to.
Yeah, because I felt like it.
Have you read any of the retellings?
No, I haven't actually. I've stayed away from them. I've considered it. I mean, you know, and every so often if you see them in the shops and you go, oh, look, they've got another one. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not starting this. You spiral.
Some of them are quite cool. One I read, which is young adult, so it's very, very soft.
Yeah.
But one was the background to Maleficent, and it's called Malice.
And yeah.
That was pretty cool. So that's not the Disney retellings. This was just a modern take on it. There's a couple of cool Robin Hood ones as well.
Okay.
But that's not really a villain. Okay. Well, I think we did that. I think that we've waffled enough.
Yes. We were completely off tangent, brought it back around.
Yeah, we always do.
We're going to jump on this stock while we still got time.
Yeah. We're going to do it. That is what our last line would be. We would love to hear other people's.
Yeah, and what you thought of ours, you know, are you more goth or slash-tastic, you know? Yeah.
I love that, slash-tastic. Love it. I'm going to go into work and go, I'm feeling all slash-tastic today. Randomly standing in the queue at Tesco's in the supermarket, like, I'm waiting to buy you milk. Stand back, I'm feeling slash-tastic.
You know, save that one for the sales when you're out and about.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
Oh, all right.
So on that note, we will potter off.
All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you soon.
Ta-ra.
Bye.